Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the epistle of our teacher Paul to the Hebrews. May his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Then indeed even the first covenant had ordinance of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it were the cherubim of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. Of those things we cannot now speak in detail. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services, but into the second part the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance, the Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who he performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience. Concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings, and fleshly ordinance imposed until the time of reformation, the grace of God the Father be with us, you all. Amen.
The Catholic Epistle from the first Epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble being disobedient to the word to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Do not love the world, the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust, but the who does ever what abides forever. Amen.
Es moe bien clomente tiro
the churches went throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, and had peace and were edified. And walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied. Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, that he also came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydda. There he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed." Then he rose immediately. So all who dwelt at Lydda and Charon, who saw him and turned to the Lord. At Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them, When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed, and turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and then she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. So it was that he stayed many days in Joppa with Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
Today is 16th day of the blessed month of Tut. May God aid in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord. O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day of the year of 51 of the martyrs was the consecration of the Church of Resurrection in Jerusalem. After Queen Helena had discovered the Holy Cross, she ordered the construction of the Church of Resurrection. When she's splendid building was finished, Emperor Constantine asked Pope Athanasius, Patriarch of Alexandria, the Patriarch of Constantinople, and the Patriarch of Antioch to go to Jerusalem with their bishops. They were received by the St. Macarius, Bishop of Jerusalem. They consecrated the Church of Resurrection and its altars. On the next day, they walked around in the procession with the Holy Cross inside the church and around the rest of the holy places. Then they returned to their countries in the peace. The blessing of their prayers be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
And
the resurrection of us all.
بمخافة الله وعن ستر سماء الإنجيل المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل معلمنا القديس مارمة الإنجيل البشرة تلميذ الطير بركاته علينا أمين من مزامير تراتي لابينا داود النبي والملك بركاته علينا أمين لك ينبغي التسبيح يا الله في صيون ولك توفى النزول في أورشليم استمع الله صلواتي لأنه إليك يأتي كل بشر الليل يا مبارك الآتي باسم الرب إلى القوات ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا ملكنا كلنا ربنا يسوع المسيح ابن الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين ولما جاء يسوع إلى نواحي قيصرية فيلبس سأل تلاميذه من يقول الناس إني أنا ابن الإنسان فقالوا قوم يوحنا المعمدان وآخرون إلي وآخرون أرميا أو واحد من الأنبياء قال لهم وأنتم من تقولون إني أنا فأجاب سمعان بطرس أنت هو المسيح ابن الله الحي قال له يسوع طوبى لك يا سمعان ابن يونا إن لحما ودما لم يعلن لك لكن أبي الذي في السماوات وأنا أقول لك أيضا أنت بطرس وعلى هذه الصخرة أبني كنيستي وأبواب الجحيم لن تقوى عليها وأعطيك مفاتيح ملكوت السماوات فكل ما تربطه على الأرض يكون مربوطا في السماوات وكل ما تحله على الأرض يكون محلولا في السماوات
True God, true God, begotten, not created. One essence was the Father, by whom all things were made. Who for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered in our spirit, and on the third day he rose from it according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory. Judge the living and dead, his kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and the Son's worship glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We long for the resurrection.